Wonders of Water with Rick and Christy.
Your stories are sometimes just plain crazy.
And scary.
It can't be that hard, right?
It's easy.
It's easy.
Absolutely.
I don't even know how to respond to this.
We would have been much better off to not have done that.
I don't know that I could say that out loud.
Now here's Rick and Christy.
Hey, this is Rick.
And this is Christy. Thank you for listening to the Wonders of Water podcast. This season, we're diving into the adventures and lessons learned from life's unexpected twists and turns, learning to embrace the journey. In today's episode, my youngest brother, roughly 20 years younger than me, Alan, is joining us and sharing an experience, or experiences, I should say, in which things have not gone according to plan on some of the trips he's taken. But before we jump in, let's go back a bit. So, Alan, you've been dabbling in photography for a bit, right?
Yes. I've been taking pictures for as long as I had a phone when I wasn't supposed to have a phone.
Okay, so that's been a little while.
Yes.
Okay, so what got you into photography then?
I always liked capturing a single moment in time where, you know, you may never see it again or may specifically see that specific moment, and you're just taking memories, painting your mental pictures inside your head and also on your phone or camera, whatever it may be.
So what kinds of photos do you take to capture those? Is it people? Is it landscape?
So I first started off with my sunsets. Here in Arizona, we have some of the most beautiful and colorful sunsets in, I would think, all across the country. And then as I worked into that, I kind of became adventurous and I started to travel. And I took a trip to London with my mother and my father and a couple other siblings. And we had gone to London and I started taking more of historical photos of landmarks, the Tower of London, I believe it is, and then also the cathedral there.
Sounds like you've had opportunities to take some pretty cool pictures around the world, not just here in Arizona, which is fantastic. I know that you got a drone a couple of years back. So you've been doing photography. I think you have a variety of cameras. But, you know, what were your thoughts when you bought that drone?
So when I first got the drone, I was kind of thinking of, oh, great, this is something more experienced. But as I dove and researched on YouTube to find out more of the actual drone settings and picture settings and all your different camera settings, pretty much, I realized it was just like a flying RC car. And that's where I fell in love with it, because how often do you see a picture from 20, 50, 100 feet up? So I just kind of dabbled with that a little bit. It took me about a week to actually start off. That first drone was a DJI Mini that was provided by you, actually. It was very nice. It was $500 at the time. I couldn't afford that.
Yeah, no, I remember that drone well. We'll probably talk about that here in a minute. Before we get too much into that, let's go back to last year, right? So you joined us on our Lake Powell trip in September. We had invited you the previous year. Unfortunately, you weren't able to come.
Yes, that was a big mistake on my part.
You learned, right?
Yes.
That's a lesson
learned. I learned my lesson.
We're going to just start that right away, right? Saying that was a lesson learned. But you joined us and it was fantastic. We had a great time. You took a pretty cool picture, or I should say video, with a drone when you came with us the houseboat trip last year. Pretty cool. We'll have that on our website, have it on YouTube to share with everyone, just to help paint the picture for what a houseboat trip maybe looks like at Lake Powell. But before, I guess probably this has been probably a couple of years, right? You were dabbling with photography, mm-hmm. working with your drone, using my drone at the time.
Yeah, that I lost.
And... You ruined it. You took my words right out of my mouth. But you went to Saguaro Lake, one of the local lakes here. Tell us a little bit about that whole trip, right? You know, going there, what you were going to do, and what that experience looks like for you.
So it was actually quite funny because multiple things had gone wrong on that trip. We drove up to Saguaro, and it was my brother Matthew and my father. We first, like, were just idling in the water while my dad's putting on his skis. He can tend to take a little bit of time to put on his skis. And so we threw out the rope. As we were idling, we noticed that the rope got caught under the boat and got caught in the propeller, which our boat is a direct drive. So anything get caught under that, it's no bueno. So we've probably fought the first 30 minutes of getting the rope out of the propeller and the prop. From there, I should have known it was just going to be a bad day, right? But I continued. So I launched my drone right as we're pulling my dad out of the water from the back of our boat. Everything's going great. We're going through the little channel at Saguaro. You have the big area with the marina. It's right when we start coming back out, I notice on my little screen that says low connection signal. And I was just like, uh-oh, like I've never seen this before. Like, what's this? And I should have known by my research and my drone that I should have known that was not going to be good. Anyways, from when it said low signal, it just turned black. The screen went dead. And I was just like, what happened? How does my screen just turn black? It was 4K and all my other videos before then, like never seen the camera go black. So I look back and I can't see a drone flying behind my dad because I was mainly trying to capture my dad on his skis just to get a different perspective, you know, what it's like being at the lake. And I look back and there's no more drone. And I tell my brother who was driving at the time, I was like, hey, can you circle back? I lost my drone.
So you're taking dad on the boat. He's still skiing.
Yeah.
And so you're just going to go try and find this drone?
Yes. Mind you, my dad is also very picky about his skiing time. If he gets up, he'll ski his whole heart out and then he'll be done. So I was just trying to tell my brother, hey, turn around. Let's go back to where it was at. Thankfully enough, my dad just fell into the water because he didn't know what we were doing and we were just driving crazy at the time. But I go to the exact spot of, at least in the air, where my drone was supposed to be. And, well, there was no more remains of it. So I thought, you know, it's crazy theory, but I thought a bird got it. Or it just fell into the water.
I'm pretty sure you lost connection and it went down.
Yeah, possibly.
Okay, so I knew about this, right?
Yes, you were the first person I told other than my brother and dad.
Right. Okay, so we knew about this. Kind of funny a little bit right now. Now it's funny, I should say. Right?
Oh, yeah. I was heartbroken at the time because how was I going to tell you I just lost $500?
Exactly. So you're coming to Lake Powell, right?
Mm.
I knew about this drone drowning,
yes.
We'll call it, right?
Terrible experience.
Yes, it was, right? So this is maybe a year later. We're getting prepared for Lake Powell. I buy floaties for a drone, right? For
yes,
you. And I tell you, because you have now invested in your own drone. I get these floaties, right? We get on the boat. You take a pretty cool picture or video of us on the houseboat. So tell us about that, right? You got a new drone, got this video. Kind of help describe and paint the picture, right? This was your first trip to Lake Powell.
I didn't know what I was expecting.
You didn't. Tell us what, you know, your first experience on Lake Powell, you know, getting on the houseboat. Obviously, Rick is driving. You're just kind of like looking around. Tell us what you were thinking.
So I had no negative thoughts that I would ever lose a drone again after seeing that happen with the first one. Mind you, it was the DJI Mini 2, and I upgraded to the Mini 3, which was, it's faster, has a longer battery, and obviously better camera. I think we were going just past Antelope Canyon, and I flew out my drone and just kind of panning the, because all I was thinking of, like, oh, wow, like, I looked up before of, like, Lake Powell and all the prettiness that it has, you know, with the water discoloration and all that. I was just like, wow, I'm going to get like a lot of good pictures. Like never once did it cross my mind that I'd lose my drone again.
And Rick, you might be best to describe where we stayed this time.
It was more of an open area. So based on the fact that we had done that last year, what I wanted to do this next year is to give everybody kind of a little bit of a different flavor of the lake. So we went down Navajo Canyon, which basically rock walls on both sides and very little open area, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you're looking out, you're looking straight into the next rock wall, right? And then
100 feet up.
Yeah, if you take a corner, then you look at another rock wall. And so that was kind of, that was the intention really, is for a couple of days to have kind of a different flavor and then, you know, go back across the river for the rest of the trip.
And it was gorgeous, right?
Oh, it was still beautiful.
You've got the red rocks, you've got, I mean, the walls around you. I remember, right, like being on the houseboat, and I've been on almost a handful maybe of trips now with you. I mean, it's kind of scary too, though.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like at night, you're looking up at the stars and it's pitch black.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, you really can only see where the stars are because everything else, it's canyon walls, right? So it's pretty crazy during the day. you, depending on how busy it was, mm-hmm. right? The waters might get a little choppier because of the canyons, right?
And I wish I still had my drone because I would had a great, like, I'll view picture of where our boat was and compared to, like, how tall wow. the rocks were actually. And I had thought the boat was huge, you know, double-decker. No, that boat was small compared to the walls.
Lake, right? Yeah, no, exactly. Well, okay, you jumped ahead. You told everybody, you know, that there's no drone, but sorry. You did have a drone, right? You got the awesome video. We have that. There's proof of it. We were day two, maybe?
Yes, it was and day it was two.
I think it was in the morning, right, of day two. So, mind you, we get on the lake. It's, you know, last year it was a little bit longer because of some of the delays that we had, but I think we camped up maybe around like 5 or 6 o'clock. It was a late day, right? A late night. I mean, the evening we were chasing the sun for
yeah,
sure.
It was getting dark. We needed to find a spot and, you know, get everything set before the sun went down.
Right.
Yeah. So, just trying to park the houseboat. My first time driving the houseboat too.
No, it was a brand new experience for you, oh, yeah. right? You actually, I think, were the one, weren't you driving the boat?
Yeah.
To actually
slid it in perfectly. Yeah. Between some boulders.
I definitely put him in a rough spot as a driver to a houseboat. It definitely takes hours to get good at it. You know, I took the boat and went and tried to find a spot. Again, it's rock walls, right? So there's not a lot of just sand. Huge sand beaches where you can just park your houseboat. So I found a spot, I'm going to say 10 feet wide.
Yeah.
So basically it's like, okay, it's just big enough. And, you know, trying to hit that target's pretty rough. But of course, right at that time, I'm saying, hey, come right here, you know, in between here is just a little spot. Well, of course, there's a rock maybe 10 feet out.
That I couldn't see.
That's underwater that are like, okay, well, you can't really use this one. So our 20 feet became 15 feet
yep.
of space because you had to miss that rock. Otherwise, that one pontoon was going to hit. So he did a great job in his first attempt to miss that rock by about a foot and put it right on the beach.
This goes to show you if you have a good coach, what you can do, right? Because I didn't know what I was doing.
I know, you didn't. So, no, it's true. So, okay, we have our first night there. It's a new experience, even for me. Maybe even a new experience for you, Rick. Was it? No. Okay, never mind.
He's done it every year.
He's done this several times before, but definitely a new experience for me, new experience for our sister Tracy and Colby, her husband that came on the trip as well. And my parents too, because they were with us the year before. So the next morning you get up and all of us do kind of just wake up, kind of
yeah, we had ate a little bit.
Yeah, we'd eaten. We had, I think some of them had maybe even gone on the paddle boards,
yeah.
the jet skis. You get your drone out.
Yes.
So tell us about that story, and then I'll tell you my perspective.
So I crash landed the houseboat, but, you know, we made it. So I went out and got my drone out. You know, I was like, oh, I had some more free time because if I wasn't flying my drone, I was driving the houseboat. I had flown around a little bit, captured the sunset. It was pretty cool just being down in the canyon part and like looking out from the drone's perspective, right? And then, you know, put it away. So I'm just dying to use my drone again the next day, literally the next day. And so I get it all. I flip out the little props that the drone has, hook everything up. I start flying, and I'm flying.
Were floaties used on the drone?
No. And okay. You know why I didn't use the floaties? Because they were for an older model. That's why they didn't fit. And so I start flying out, and we're like in a pretty open area for the canyon. And as I'm flying back, I notice that my controls almost were flipped. Like if I was trying to fly upward, it would be flying down. And if I was flying forward, it was going backwards. So I'm probably 100 feet out from our houseboat. I'm looking at my screen and I'm looking at my drone constantly, like looking up, looking down, looking back at the drone, looking at my screen. And then that's when I noticed that, hey, my drone's saying water's close or something with the sensors, right? Sure enough, I keep flying it. I should have just let it float because it automatically just hovers in the air. I should have just let it do that instead of trying to control it. And I flew it directly into the water.
Are you admitting that you flew it into the water?
Yes. Yes.
It didn't disconnect. Okay. You were in control.
Yes.
It dove into the water.
Yes, I was in control.
Okay, so this is the first time you've admitted it.
Yes.
Because forever, the last, 7, 8 months since we've gone.
But the controls were a little little off. I will put that as a disclaimer.
Okay, because you were swearing that it did the opposite of what it was supposed to.
It was.
Okay.
I was flying it, though, at the time, so, you know.
The drone goes down.
Mm-hmm.
Then what?
Splash. I'm like having a mini panic attack. I'm like, did I just lose another one? Meanwhile, I'm just like, what do I do? Like, at the time, I should have just dove into the water, threw my phone and my controller back onto the boat. But I couldn't think at the time. Everyone was like, oh, let me see. I'm like, there's nothing to see. So I throw my phone and the controller somewhere in the house, but I'm not even sure. I just threw it, jumped on a paddleboard, floated out there, and I still see the bubbles. And I thought if I would have been able to recover it, I could have at least gotten the SSD card that was on it. But sadly, if I got out there, nothing was left.
All right. So I have to tell you that I was extremely proud of you at that time, because I think I was inside the houseboat, but I was looking out the back. Mm-hmm. So I saw it flying.
Yeah.
And I saw it hit the water.
Splash.
And here's the thing. We've told some other stories in other podcasts about in the moment, you tend to just not do what's right.
Yeah.
And you just kind of do whatever comes to your mind. Well, yeah,
that's you, Rick.
Well, yeah, exactly. So he actually put his stuff down, grabbed a life jacket, got on the paddleboard.
I don't think I grabbed the life jacket,
though. There's no, I saw you doing it. And I was like, what is he doing? Because
minor details.
My first reaction is I would have just like dove off with no life jacket and swam out there and then ended up, okay, mm-hmm. Now what am I going to do? Because I have to tread water and it's 100 feet out there and am I tired and I don't have a life jacket. So here's my thing. That's what I thought. So I was ready to like take a paddleboard or the boat and drive out there and get you while you were like holding the thing in the water because you got it, but you had no way to get back. And it was a long swim and all that kind of stuff.
I definitely think if I would have jumped out there first, I would have gotten it.
Absolutely. I agree. Completely agree.
I do think it did
float for a little bit from what I could see when I was putting all my stuff down and I jumped on the paddleboard.
I want to say it was only about, 100, 150 feet out?
Not even.
I don't think it was that hard.
I don't know. It's hard because when you're looking across the canyon and you don't think it's very far. And if you start swimming, it's way far.
It only took me like a 30 seconds maybe to get out there. I was paddling fast.
Well, I remember. So that's what Rick remembers. I just remember we were in the houseboat. It was in the morning and you just yelled, no.
Yeah. I didn't care what anyone else thought.
But it was the same thing, too. I thought the same thing of Rick. Like, I probably, in that moment, probably wouldn't have thought about all of the safety. But I am proud, by the way, because in some of our other episodes, Rick does not think like that. He does not think safety first. So I would say that you did the right thing. I'm very proud, actually.
Yeah, well, having a drone for the rest of the trip was fairly disappointing.
Yeah, mind you, that drone was $900, not $500. And I still couldn't afford it.
Exactly. Maybe we would have had a drone, but in this particular case, Alan chose safety over a drone, which is, I believe, the right thing.
It was the right decision. Yeah.
To do. So very funny now, right?
Yes, it's not too
soon. We can actually
still
joke
hurts.
About it.
It still hurts.
We did have to be fairly cautious around him for the rest of that day.
Yeah, I was hurt for the rest of that day, pretty much.
And I think I brought my drone, so you still kind of had a drone to play around with, right?
Yeah, but that's yours.
I know, it was the cheaper one.
Yeah.
it was a cheaper one, and I made you stay like over land, mostly.
Yeah, for a little bit. I took it over water.
But we did get some good shots, actually. Yeah. It was good to get some family photos there. You're joining us on our trip this year to Lake Powell. Do you have your drone ready? And are you going to be taking a drone?
Most definitely. Even if I lose it again. This time, though, I will have learned my lesson and be more careful with it. I definitely think uploading all my pictures, because I did lose some pictures and that was very detrimental to me. Some of them at Horseshoe Bend and just some family photos, which kind of, if you know photography, just losing a picture, that moment, it's there in your memory, but you don't have anything to show for it. But as far as this year's trip to Lake Powell, and if you haven't been to Lake Powell, I would highly recommend it, especially if you're a photographer. Definitely an eye-opener and just kind of awesome seeing that. But yes, I will be bringing a drone, and I have two extra batteries because I rebought the drone after I lost mine. That was like one of my first purchases. But yeah, I will be planning on bringing a drone and hopefully not losing it this time.
Hopefully.
I'll bring a spare one in case.
I think that the drone was a great addition to the houseboating trip, a different perspective, I would say, on the trip, and really for us to showcase to other people when we're trying to explain what a Lake Powell houseboating trip looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. It gives you that different look. You can see like a bigger picture of nature as well as, you know, the individual skiing or whatever the situation is.
Because if you think about it, like the only way you get that view is if you're in a helicopter. And, you know, helicopter rides can be super expensive as compared to a drone. Just don't lose it.
In each of our episodes, right, and you've talked to it, I think you've had several actually that you've brought up. We always ask ourselves, we want to ask our guests as well, what did you learn from this? And especially as we come into planning for our Lake Powell trip this year.
So I'm still kind of thinking of the possibility I might lose a drone on this trip too. I hope not.
I don't think that's how you're supposed to be thinking about things.
Well, okay, it's already in my mind. I think this time, this go around is definitely uploading all my pictures before I take out a flight. That way I don't lose any of those pictures because, you know, they're memories that you get to share with everyone. I know I definitely shared them all at work with all my photos and videos, and they were all impressed with that. So I think definitely uploading my pictures to save them before every flight. Boat key floaties that the drone only weighs like a half a pound. So if you put four of those on each leg, you'll be able to have it prop up. That way you can swim out, you know, be safe, you know, grab at least a life jacket.
At least long enough for you to get it before it's completely gone.
Yeah.
No, I love it. I think it added a lot of fun to the trip. Looking forward to all of the photos, the videos that we can do this year. I know that you've already mentioned, right, that you've kind of put that pitch out there for people. If they haven't taken this houseboating trip, they should. Why do you feel that way, right? Coming away from it after you turned us down the first year, tell everybody why you feel it is such a great trip.
It's just been a great reset from your day-to-day activities, like getting up, going to work. Some people, you know, you only have like 2 or 3 days off. So just being like a week on the lake, I would even like to stay longer this time, but you can plan for kind of things in the future, things to come. You have that clarity of mind because you're at ease. That's why I would suggest going to Lake Powell, because just for the scenery and then obviously the no lake rules that I didn't know about.
That you found out on the last day.
Yes, on the last day we could get up whenever we wanted because I was waking up at like 5 o'clock and everyone was snoring, sleeping. And meanwhile, I'm just there doing nothing because no one else is awake.
And what Alan means by lake rules were that we have toys available. We've got a boat. We've got jet skis. We've got paddle boards, kayaks, everything. You do whatever you want. You wake up. And if you want to go out at 5 o'clock in the morning on a jet ski to wake everybody else up on the lake, you do it.
Most definitely.
Alan did not know that until the last day when we told him. We thought he knew. Lessons learned for us. We'll make sure that we have the same group coming this year, but make sure that everybody knows.
Yeah, I'm going to be waking everyone up.
Okay. Any good advice, Rick, from you? Obviously, you were there with Alan on his first houseboat experience. Any advice as we get ready for this coming year?
No advice. It's really cool for me to have other people kind of join us, enjoy the trip, and then bring additional toys. And, you know, I mean, I've been going forever and I've never had those kind of perspectives or pictures. So being able to share it at a different level and having people bring different things to the trip and just adds to it. So it's really cool.
All right. Well, thank you, Alan, for joining us on the show. We have enjoyed just hearing this, reliving this experience all over again.
It's a funny experience for you.
It is. It is. But we are looking forward to this year now that you've had, you know, your first experience, you and Mike. I know even Tracy Colby, mom and dad, right? We all came around out of this trip with even just more ideas. So we're looking forward to all that we're going to experience this year. I'm sure there's going to be
better.
There's going to be a story or stories to tell.
Yes,
there always is.
Always.
Photos to be taken, videos.
Absolutely. So we're looking forward to it. But for everybody else, thank you for joining us and looking forward to sharing more adventures with you in the future.
Follow us on Instagram at Home on the Water or visit us at homeonthewater.com.